What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I know you were expecting to hear Rob's lovely British accent today, but this is Corey Andrew hosting a very special episode today. Now, I'm going to be turning the tables on Rob, and I'm asking the questions to celebrate his new book, The Four-Word Answer, which you can order right now on Amazon.com. Now, Rob has worked with some of the biggest stars in the world, Jennifer Lopez, P. Diddy, Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson, Jon Bon Jovi, even British royalty. And now, in his first book out this week, Rob promises to make you the star of your own life. So hello, Rob.
Hello, 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 hello. Hey, I'm loving this already.
Oh,
you're doing
good.
Such a great job. You made me laugh when you opened the show with hello, hello, hello.
Yes.
I know. I sound even better in an American accent. Corey, you can ask anything you want. You got the book a couple of days ago. Thank you for being so kind. You texted me just after you finished it. So
Yes. We're
doing these special bonus shows really based on the book and what the takeaway is in that book. Mm-hmm. So honestly, Corey, nothing off record, nothing confidential,
ooh,
nothing scripted.
Okay.
Ask whatever you want. I'm nervous.
Wonderful. Well, look, I'm really excited to do this interview. So thank you. And we will just dive right in. Let's just begin with something very simple. Explain what is the four-word answer.
Ooh, the perfect question to begin with. So every smart person that I ever met in my life, every successful person I ever met over all the years I've been doing this, they could describe themselves in just four words. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four words. If you think about it, it's the most important question you're ever gonna ask or answer. Who are you?
Mm.
Who are you? I would ask every one of those big celebrities you mentioned when I first started working with them, who are you? Tell me who you are. And this is amazing. Only those that are comfortable in their own skin could answer that question. Mm. And only those that could answer the question, Corey, would go on to be successful. I knew immediately which of my stars would go on to be superstars. A lot of the big names you know. But I also worked with people very early on in their careers. Mm. One of the first was Tyra Banks. Before she became Tyra Banks, I represented her when she was really a model, but she was not a supermodel. Yet, I knew she was going to be successful because Tyra knew exactly who she was. If you think about it, just for a second, entire marketing departments, branding departments, even PR departments are created with just one job. It's to figure out who their client is in as few words as possible and then sell it and promote it. I promise, in the four-word answer, you're going to find out, you're going to discover who you are in just four words.
Ooh, that is amazing. And I'm reading the book right now. And the chapter that I cannot stop thinking about, Rob, is the chapter about believing you are important. So let's chat about that for a moment.
Important is such an essential word, and it's really a word that Diddy used a lot. P. Diddy, who was my client for a long time, Diddy taught me that the most important person in your life is you. Nobody else. Puffy showed me that when you believe you are important, you become important. In fact, believing you are important, though, has to start with you. Mm. It's not a gift you can give somebody. I wish I could put it in a little package, put a bow on it, and give all my friends this gift because they could open it up and then be important. It doesn't work like that. I can't give it you. A friend can't give it you. A teacher can't give it you. You've got to give it yourself, because nobody's coming along to save you. You've got to believe you are important, and no one can make you feel unimportant without your consent. You let people make you feel unimportant, and after you've read the four-word answer, that isn't going to happen anymore. You've got to start believing you are important. There's a whole chapter on this, Corey, and I think it's also, too, one of my favorite chapters in the book.
Oftentimes, we're always trying to find someone to support who we are and what we're doing. But you say that by the time others support you, this happens. What is that? Please share with us what that is.
By the time they support you, you realize you never needed them at all. Mm. So once you've read the four-word answer, you will realize that. At the moment, I know it, there are people in your life that you want to support you. You want them to adore you and love you. They're not going to. So many of us, we tone it down, hoping to tone up the support of others. It never, ever works. Be yourself. Because trying to win people over who are not on board, it's a full-time game, and it's a game that you are guaranteed to lose. Mm. You're not going to win this battle. When you start living your life without needing approval from anybody else, you get back not only an enormous amount of time that you're wasting, but also an enormous amount of joy. In the four-word answers, we teach you how to shine. Never dim your spotlight. Tell somebody else to put on a pair of sunglasses. Be you, because you are important
exactly.
enough to be you.
Yes, yes. Well, that leads to my next question, which is very, very similar and related. Now, you have some great advice for when people don't like you, do what?
Hey, walk away. Walk away. You're not going to win them over. Don't hang out with people who don't like you. Just don't do it. But I can tell you why you're doing it. We really dig deep in the book. The reason you hang out with people that don't like you is because you don't feel important enough to stop.
Ooh.
There, I said it. You don't feel important enough to have people around you that support you. I built an amazing network of friends, knowing that like a spider in a web, I'm the center of my world. I really am. It all starts with me. My life starts with me. Your life starts with you. You're the center of your own network. So you're responsible for building it. Surround yourself by the best friends in the world. Surround yourself by people that really cheer you on. And that all starts with you. And it all starts with believing you are important enough to have this network of friends, Corey. It's very scary to meet new friends at any age, but I promise you, your tribe exists. There are people out there who are gonna love you. You just haven't found them yet.
Yes.
You've got to find them. And we have so many different ways that you can go about that in the Foreword Answer. Lots of really solid information. So it's not just our book about feeling good. We also, which I'm so proud about in the book, we give you steps to turn this into reality. Stop hanging out with people that don't like you, because now you are important enough to have people around you that adore you. You can do it.
Oh, that's great advice. I'm going to take that to heart. Absolutely. Now, you also really get deep in the book and you talk about the power of rejection. And I have to tell you that I really find your perspective on this to be life-changing.
It's life-changing.
It will be, yeah. So share with me your thoughts on rejection and the power of rejection.
It's so important. This is one of my favorite parts of the book. And when I realized this, a light bulb went off. And once again, I got to thank Diddy for it. Diddy really is dominating this chapter. Rejection is a gift. It's a gift. Puffy taught me how all rejection really is a gift telling you that whatever you thought you actually wanted wasn't right for you. So, growing up, I had the biggest crush on a guy in my school called Craig Smith. He didn't want me. He rejected me. Thank goodness he did, because now I found Bruce, the love of my life. When I was growing up, I wanted to go to Oxford or Cambridge, two of the best universities. I failed the exam. I'm so glad I did, because I went to Edinburgh. I met Bruce in Edinburgh. Oh. I met all my wonderful friends in Edinburgh. And the reason I'm doing what I'm doing now is because I went to Edinburgh. So that school you wanted to get into that you didn't, it's a blessing.
Oh, wow.
That guy or girl you wanted to date who didn't want to date you, it is a good, good move, because rejection, it doesn't strip away your dreams. It leads you towards them. Ooh. So don't think of rejection anymore as a no, but rather a yes towards something that is better and right for you. Rejection, it's simply redirection.
Oh,
yes.
Is that clever?
It really is. Honestly, I've been rejected so many times in my life. I constantly get back up, and we talk about that in another chapter with Jessica Simpson, but I refuse to give in. Jessica told me the path to success is paved with failure. Keep trying. Rejection's okay. And in the long run, it doesn't feel like it in the moment, but big picture, in the long run, it's the best thing that will ever happen to you. Because
Wonderful. If
you get accepted into a place, a life that isn't right for you, it's never going to work out. So before you start down that path, better have the door shut. It really is, Corey. Think about an audition or something, Corey, that you really, really thought you wanted and you didn't get. I bet in the moment it felt terrible.
Yes.
However, in the long run, it worked out great, because here you are sitting with me, shining, 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 honey. So do think of it like that. I know it's difficult, and we talk about it a lot in the book, but it's sort of mind-changing, isn't it?
Yeah.
A no is a yes to what is right for you.
Yes, it makes us rewire our thinking and turn a negative into a positive. And we all struggle with rejection, absolutely. So that's why I think that chapter is really going to be life-changing for
everyone. It's mind-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sort of like, for me in the book, I couldn't believe we didn't know this stuff. Nobody taught us this in school. Like, instead of doing another class on Henry VIII in my school, shouldn't we have done a class on these skills in life
that are
so essential? And this is why some of the names you mentioned are such massive stars, because they figured all this out. I was so lucky, Corey. I had a front row seat watching, actually being paid to watch the most extraordinary people in the world. And I know it's easy to put down celebrities, but they're at the top of their game. When you're talking J-Lo, Jessica Simpson, Diddy, Alicia Keys, these are at the top of their game. Mm-hmm. And having the opportunity to watch them, observe them, I realized really fast, Corey, it's not just talent that makes them extraordinary. It's that they know who they are in four words.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, you know, with that said, it makes me wonder then if it's that simple. Why do so many of us doubt ourselves?
What a good question. Let me give you the answer. Because we were taught to. That's why we doubt ourselves. Get away from those people in your life who tell you to doubt yourself. The people that remind you all the time of what you're insecure about. Those nasty voices in your head telling you, you can't, you shouldn't. Why are you doing this? You're not enough. You are enough. Those people, they've damaged you enough already. Get away from them and never, ever again allow those thoughts to invade your mind. So if you don't, you will constantly have these people in your life. And get this, the people that tell you terrible things, it becomes so familiar that you start seeking them out. You are comforted by being around people who tell you to doubt yourself. And then it goes from being sabotaged to you self-sabotaging yourself. Yeah. You've got to remember that you were taught to doubt yourself. And the good news here, Corey, if you can be taught to do something, you can be untaught. Mm-hmm. And that's what we go through in the four-word answer. Those mean voices in your head, do you know what they are? They're an echo of a lie that somebody told you before, told you so many times you believe it. Celebrities don't have this voice in their head. They can turn it down. Yes, we all have doubts, but they don't let their doubts, those nasty voices, those nasty liars, stop them from feeling important. Just to put a button on this, the best way to eliminate doubt is to be prepared. Nobody is more prepared than Diddy. His success is not an accident. His success is worked for, Corey. He prepares, he prepares, he prepares, and that's why he is successful. Let's face it, the queen of pop, dare I say Madonna, some might disagree, but probably most of you will not. She's a superstar. She still does a sound check. Wherever she goes in the world, she gets to the venue before we do and she practices. You would think at this point, singing Vogue or Material Girl is in her bones. It probably is. Yeah. She still does the work. Mm-hmm. And that's how you eliminate doubt, by being prepared. I never go on a TV show without a good half hour to read my notes. When you see the celebrities pull up at award shows in their limos, I've been in many of those limos with the stars. They're reading their message points. They know what they're going to say to Entertainment Tonight. They know what they're going to say to Access Hollywood. Yeah. And if they don't know, we circle the block. Keep going. We'll come back. That's why they're always late. Yeah. We see it all the time. You would not believe the amount of celebrities I've seen practice with a hairbrush in front of the mirror.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes. We all
do that now.
Do it.
Yes, yes.
There you go. Yeah. Mariah Carey does it. J-Lo does it. Diddy does it. So if they do it, you can do it too. Come prepared. And when those doubts creep back into your head, they will. Tell them to go away, to shut up. Because the only reason we doubt ourselves is because somebody taught us to.
Oh, I love it. The four-word answer, everyone. So good. So one of the closing chapters of the book sort of piggybacks on that as well. And I love this. You have a quote. I want to make sure I get the quote correct. You say, if you're not doing the work, you don't deserve the results. Now, that's some tough love, Rob. Explain what you mean by that. Yeah.
Diddy told me that. P. Diddy told me that over and over again. Listen, the only currency that success accepts is effort. Effort. The more you're willing to spend, the more you will receive. Once again, success is not an accident. You succeed because you're willing to turn up one more time than the person who quits. Make an effort, do the work, show up, and success will come. And then it's a matter of being there until it does. I stand in the rain longer than anybody. I'm not the most talented. I'm not the most gifted. I work the hardest. I'll say it. That's my talent. That's why I'm successful. I get up an hour before everybody else to practice. I go to bed an hour after everybody else because I'm practicing. There's a big party tonight that I really want to go to. I can't because I'm on the Today Show in Australia tomorrow and I have to go to bed.
Yes.
Be sensible, be smart, be disciplined, put in the work. And can I tell you why you should do all this? Because you are important.
You brought it all the way back to one of the big keywords from P. Diddy. Wow, Rob, that is so wonderful. And the book is wonderful. I'm having a wonderful time reading. And I should just say, it's not just all these great anecdotes for life. It's very witty, darling. You have some little funny moments in there, too. Very fun.
You can't work with all these wonderful people and not tell a little bit of gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, we love to spill the tea, so there's lots of gossip in there. I give Jessica Simpson's code name.
You did, yes, I saw.
I hope she's changed that name. Jess, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. So there's lots of funny, funny stories and hopefully some touching stories about working for celebrities. I got to say, Corey, I didn't think this response would happen.
Oh,
the book's been out a week. We're number 11 on Amazon.
Absolutely,
it's amazing.
Yes.
We've sold so many books this week that they're rushing out another print
order.
We're almost sold
Congratulations.
Out. And so we're rushing out. So if you want to order it and there's a slight delay, it will be filled very quickly, but I'm told that that has now been fixed. A couple of days ago, we had people trying to buy it, and there was not a book left in the country. I know I had two under my bed. I was trying to sell on eBay.
I bought two.
Double the price.
Maybe
I know. You can get more for them now.
I know.
They're in short supply because of the amazing demand, and that's because of the noughties and the friends of this show.
They're wonderful,
This is
yes.
my anchor. This is my foundation. I'm so grateful for all of this and for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Corey too, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for doing this bonus episode.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for the opportunity. I'm so glad to spend this time with you, Rob. And thank you to everyone listening to Naughty But Nice with Corey Andrew and Rob Shooter, a production of iHeartRadio. Didn't that sound funny with my name first?
You do sound
But I like
good.
It, though.
Like
it's
it.
Good. But hey, guys, don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so drop us a line or a review. And remember, all together now, if you're going to,
you've got to be nice.
Cheers,
everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.